T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now 8 degrees with a partly cloudy sky. President Biden is facing backlash for comments made about Russia and Ukraine. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
A year into his presidency, Joe Biden is paying a heavy political price. The latest welt, a self-inflicted lash during a marathon press conference in which he suggested that the U.S. response to a so-called minor incursion by the Russians into Ukraine might differ from a more fulsome invasion. Comments since cleaned up by the White House, but not before Ukraine's president clapped back. We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones.
The administration is insisting that the U.S. will take action if Russia invades Ukraine. Wichita Public Schools announced the closing of 4 more schools due to staffing shortages.
The district warned parents last week that this could happen. Director of Safety Services Terry Moses says they currently don't have enough staff to safely monitor all students.
Everybody's indicating that January is still going to be very much affected by COVID, but I think there is hope that at the later part of February that these numbers will go down. I caution everybody about that. Certainly we cannot rely on that. We don't know what's going to happen.
As of January 12th, the district reported 301 staff members who tested positive for COVID and over 1,100 student cases. Wichita's South High is now closed, but is expected to reopen Monday. The Bryant Opportunity Academy is also closed now through Tuesday. Other closures in the district include Beach Elementary and Levy Special Education Center. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials report an increase of 5,700 positive COVID tests since Wednesday. The 14-day positivity rate is now at 22.2%. The Wichita Police Department has identified 33-year-old Stephen Hommertsheim of Wichita as the victim of a fatal accident that occurred Sunday afternoon in the 3800 block of South Seneca. Investigators say Hommertsheim was riding his motorcycle when he collided with a pickup truck that was making a turn into a private drive. Fire officials say several rural brush fires set in 2 Kansas counties were arson. Fires were set Tuesday in Chase and Lyon counties. No one was injured, no buildings damaged. The Emporia Gazette reports the Kansas Fire Marshal's Office believes the fires are connected and is helping with the investigation. Chase County Sheriff Richard Darnaker said 4 fires were reported in his county Tuesday morning, said it's not clear how those fires were set. Lyon County crews handled at least 7 brush fires in Tuesday afternoon and evening, most of them west of Emporia. A jury has been seated for the trial of 3 former Minneapolis police officers in federal court for violating George Floyd's civil rights.
It took one day to choose the 12 jurors who will decide the fate of J. Alexander King, Tu Tao, and Thomas Lane. The 3 were with Derek Chauvin, who has already been convicted in state court and who has pleaded guilty to violating Floyd's civil rights. The jury that will deliberate, along with 6 alternates, come from across Minnesota. The court did not give ethnic or gender breakdowns, nor did it give an age range. Convictions could carry life or even death in civil rights cases, but those extremes are not expected. Opening statements are scheduled to begin Monday. The judge believes the trial will last about a month. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Friday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area have jumped up. $3.09 a gallon, what we're seeing Ooh. Here in the Wichita area.
Ouch.
I've been out for a couple of days, Steve.
Look at about $2.85.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it looks like today we're seeing...
Bingo.
More of that average around 309, so that does appear to be a jump from what we were seeing at this time yesterday. Gasoline prices going up. We also have an abandoned vehicle. It's westbound on Kellogg at I-235. Just when traffic volumes pick up, watch for potential slowdowns around that. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky here in Wichita, another frigid start to our day, but good news as temperatures warm just a little above freezing this afternoon, and even more so as we head into the weekend. We'll likely be in the upper 20s around noontime, 33 this afternoon, cloudy overnight, our low near 20, sunny and 46 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 9 degrees, southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. The difference this morning is... not much wind out there to drive that wind chill index down. We had another cold day across central Kansas Thursday, of course, but without that wind, before Wichita's high temperature was 23 degrees, and normal high for the day, 44. All right, Ted Woodward. Cold out there this morning again, right, Ted?
Sure is.
But you look like you weren't that bothered by it. The wind's not blowing that much, is it?
Not. The wind is not as bad as it was yesterday morning.
This is Friday, January 21st, 2022. On this date in 2010, a bitterly divided U.S. Supreme Court in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission vastly increased the power of big business and labor unions to influence government decisions by freeing them to spend their millions directly to sway elections for president and Congress. I think that's maybe one of the worst decisions ever made. But there it is. He makes it up to the taxpayer to wade through all that crap we have to watch and find out what we feel is possibly the truth. There's no obligation under that, by the way, to tell the truth in any of your ads at all. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection wants to meet with Ivanka Trump. Seeking the former President Trump's daughter represents the panel's first public attempt to interview a Trump family member. The committee sent a letter yesterday asking for a voluntary meeting next month with Ivanka, who was an advisor to her dad. In the letter, the panel notes she was in direct contact with her dad during key parts of January 6, 2021, when his backers stormed the Capitol to disrupt the certification of Joe Biden's presidential win. So, yeah, this is advancing. Now it's part of the, it's becoming a family affair, but she was an official of the White House. Researchers reporting another in a string of experiments involving a pig to human transplant.
Yeah, we've been talking about this in recent weeks.
This time, surgeons in Alabama put a pig's kidneys into a brain-dead man. The procedure is seen as a step-by-step rehearsal for an operation they hope to try on living patients later this year. This comes on the heels of an operation earlier this month in which doctors at the University of Maryland Medical Center gave a dying man a heart from a gene-edited pig. So far, that man is still alive.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it'll work.
I guess I didn't realize
that. If something like that works, it could be, have some real long-term repercussions. Chad Chambers back in the studio this morning. Chad took a couple of days off there. You went down to Bahamas and sunned out. And
welcome back.
Yeah, good time. Good to have you back.
It's always nice to come back for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of settles in, you know? Oh, yeah. I'm back. It's all the same.
Nothing changes a whole lot what we're doing here. So there you go. Okay. So we're back in, and you're healthy and everything's good to go, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
An American Airlines flight from Miami to London turned around, headed home after a passenger refused to put on a mask.
Oh, boy.
Passengers were about an hour into their trip when the plane turned around and returned to Miami due to a disruptive customer refusing to comply with a federal mask requirement.
How mad was everyone else on that
plane?
Can you imagine? Yeah.
That person's lucky they did just beat the living.
Exactly.
The airline crew met with law enforcement upon landing at MIA. The passenger's current status is unknown, probably in protective custody somewhere. A record 5,981 incidents. That's almost 6,000. Of unruly behavior reported on flights last year, and nearly 71% of those confrontations were about what?
Mask wearing.
Face masks. You got it, Ted.
Oh, the glamour of flying
is
completely gone. There's nothing left of it.
Yeah.
At one point, that was the glamour way to travel in this world of ours.
Yeah, and expensive, too.
And now it's just crap.
It's just
just the worst.
You don't look forward to it.
It gets you there fast, but man, it's the worst.
You know, my wife, when she, of course, she was going to go to Braniff Air Stewardess School when we met. She never made it, but I interrupted things for her. But she liked to fly, loved to fly in those days, and whenever she got a chance. And then when she worked at Rent-A-Center for several years, part of her job was she was traveling three or four times a year and spending a few days here and there. And she got old for her. Let's put it that way. She got tired of it after a while. The packing, the organization, the hassles you go through. Wow. You know, yesterday, Ted, we were talking in traffic. We had a couple of stories about vehicle fires up on K-96.
We had multiple vehicle fires yesterday morning.
Yeah, and most of them were on K-96, as I recall. But Shelley and I were driving up there yesterday afternoon, eastbound 96 and westbound and coming back, and I saw a couple of those. There was at least two spots I saw where they had some giant burns there. And I guess, you know, I don't know what was going on yesterday with the vehicle fires. Something to do probably with the cold weather and things not operating properly, but anyway, we got through it. 6:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, a little bit later on this morning, we're going to have a story for you. It's an interesting story about some people found a dead man with a house full of snakes. Always a good snake story, right?
Oof,
yeah. Then we talk about, I guess you'd call them robo-umpires. You've been watching this, I'm sure.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, there's a movement underway, as you know, and it's another development today. I don't exactly remember what it was, but the strike zone being computerized.
Right.
So there's another story that apparently at one minor league stopped doing it.
The Atlantic League tried it for a couple of years, and they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, there might be something else on the horizon.
Oh, okay. So, well,
going to be a fun morning. Got Mitch Holtis coming up. Wow, great day. Friday, Ted, 6:18, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward as the Chiefs advance to the playoffs. Right, Ted?
Yep, we're down to the conference semifinals. Eight teams remain to try to make it to the Super Bowl, and the Kansas City Chiefs are once again in action at Arrowhead Stadium. And it's the Buffalo Bills as the opponent on Sunday. The Chiefs have won 10 of their last 11 games. They've won five straight playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium. That is the longest active streak right now in the National Football League.
Oh, wow.
Of course, these teams have a recent history. Last year, they met in the conference championship game. The Chiefs won that game to go to the Super Bowl. These teams then met again on October 10th this season. Now, Buffalo won that game handily, 38-20 at Arrowhead. But Chiefs defender Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, reminds us that the Chiefs were missing three starters at that point in the season, and they were not healthy, and they weren't playing that well.
You know, listen, I think when you add, you talk about three, you know, great players, three great teammates, you know, guys that, you know, in our defense, in our scheme, you know, that we really rely on. So I think having those guys back this time around, obviously those guys excited. You know, we're excited to have them back, and just mostly looking forward to, you know, really a great game and, you know, for us to really be our best, you know, come Sunday night.
Chiefs are only favored by a point and a half. It's expected to be close.
Ooh.
Both teams seem to be playing pretty high level right now. Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs broadcast crew will begin their pregame coverage at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. And, of course, that's right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, our weekly Friday visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, comes up in the 8 o'clock hour, just about 2 hours from now at 8:15. We'll have Mitch live with a preview of this playoff game. Busy weekend for the Wichita Thunder hockey team with three games in three nights, two of those games here at home in Wichita. Tonight, a home game against Tulsa at Intrust Bank Arena. Thunder on the road at Tulsa tomorrow night, then back home Sunday for a 4 o'clock game against the Kansas City Mavericks. Two home games for the Thunder this weekend downtown. College men's basketball. It's the Sunflower Showdown, part one of the season. Seventh-ranked Kansas heading over to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. K-State coming off back-to-back wins over ranked opponents, but they have lost five straight against the Jayhawks. KU comes in on a three-game winning streak atop the conference standings. K-State still trying to get out of last place in the conference. Live coverage on the KU radio network at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. That game will tip off at 3 o'clock in Manhattan. You can listen to the Jayhawks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita State women's basketball team is on the road heading to New Orleans to take on Tulane. Both teams have the same record, 10-6. Steve Strain will have live coverage of the Shocker Ladies at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. And that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. One of the nation's elite basketball teams is going to be here in Wichita tomorrow afternoon to take on Neumann. Neumann is hosting the defending national champions, the number two ranked team in the nation, Northwest Missouri State. It's coming to town. Neumann hosting Northwest Missouri at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. In the NBA last night in New York, the New Orleans Pelicans win over the Knicks 102-91. Starting at guard for the Pelicans, former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham with 15 points. He made 4 3-pointers. Pelicans have won 3 of their last 5, and they're only a game and a half behind for a playoff spot. All the NFL playoff games, of course, taking place this weekend, not just the Chiefs. You can hear tomorrow night's game, Green Bay hosting San Francisco, and then Sunday you got the Rams against the Buccaneers and the Bills and the Chiefs. You can hear all those games over on KFH, by the way.
Really? Good.
Happy birthday to Jim Kearney, great safety for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day. Played for the Chiefs in the 60s and 70s. He was starting safety for the Chiefs when they won Super Bowl IV. In 1972, he tied the NFL record, 4 interceptions returned for a touchdown in one season.
Wow.
He had 23 career interceptions. Really good player. And then after his playing days, he taught science for a long time at Kansas City Washington High School. Happy birthday to former Chiefs safety Jim Kearney. He is 79 today. And a happy birthday to my nephew Logan, former Cape and Mount Carmel basketball guard. Logan is now a freshman up at K-State. Happy birthday, Logan. He is 19 today.
Is he enjoying his college
experience? He loves it.
I'll bet.
Loves being at K-State.
That's great.
Yep. So happy birthday, Logan. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
622 now. Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Is fat getting a bad rap?
Okay.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Friday morning. The Kansas Senate has voted to approve a bill allowing an extension for medical students and retired nurses to fill the gaps at hospitals and nursing homes affected by staffing shortages.
The vote Thursday evening was 36-2. State Senator Rod Reichman spoke in favor of extending the governor's mandate.
If we don't do something at this late date, I'm afraid that what could come down from the second floor could be worse. I think we do need to throw a lifeline to the hospitals.
The bill was previously passed by the House. If they are in agreement, it'll then go to the governor for her signature. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas health officials are working to improve the availability of COVID testing. The department says as positive cases rise, the demand for testing is also on the increase, causing delays in receiving tests and getting results. In response, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it's increasing staffing at existing testing sites, and it's working to add 13 new testing sites. The department says it's looking for new laboratories to reduce waits for test results and is searching for large indoor testing locations to prevent closures because of weather. Also yesterday, the state confirmed a seventh child in the state has died from COVID-19.
A Newton man who was injured in a fatal accident in July of 2019 has been arrested. Travis Bryson was booked on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter while under the influence. State troopers say Bryson lost control of a motorcycle, struck a wall. A passenger on the cycle, 45-year-old Christopher Monk, was ejected and died at the scene. Bryson was hospitalized at the time in critical condition.
President Biden's approval rating on the slide.
The latest Reuters Ipsos national opinion poll finds the president's approval rating at the lowest it's been since he took office. 43% of Americans think he's doing a good job, while 52% disapprove of his performance and the rest aren't sure. The ongoing slump is sounding alarm bells for Democrats, worried it could cost the party congressional majorities in the upcoming midterm elections. The weekly poll shows Americans are most concerned about the economy as inflation rises and public health as COVID continues to spread. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Another state is proposing a measure to make it easier for people to get legalized recreational marijuana.
Recreational marijuana was approved in Maine in 2016, but online and delivery orders have not been allowed since a law was passed in 2018. Now, a proposed bill in the state legislature would allow home delivery of recreational pot. Proponents say delivery would expand availability as most municipalities have opted out of allowing direct sales in their jurisdiction. Critics say deliveries would erode local controls. Maine does allow medical marijuana deliveries. The legal pot industry earned more than $81 million in Maine in 2021. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former Kansas Congressman and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman has written a book, Laughing at Myself, My Education in Congress, on the Farm, and at the Movies. Glickman tells KNSS News his sense of humor has served him well.
I spoke to a National Nutrition Summit once, and a woman came up and called me a pimp for the meat industry and threw a tofu cream pie at me, and I deftly ducked, and it hit Donna Shalala on the back. She was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Bob Dole was in the crowd. And I looked over at Dole, and I said, Bob, I just don't think we're in Kansas any longer.
Glickman also served as chairman of the Motion Picture Association of America. Dan Glickman, our guest this weekend on Issues 2022, Sunday morning at 8 here on KNSS. And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This cold Arctic high pressure system is going to continue to slide on off to the east of us, and that will help temperatures climb as we go into the weekend. Another very cold start to the day with a high this afternoon, 33. It'll be cloudy overnight. Charlo near 20, sunny and 46 likely tomorrow, Sunday 53. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 9 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. 6:35 here, Ted. Today is January 21st, and on this date in 1977, on his first full day in office, President Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War evaders. The draft dodgers got a pardon from Jimmy Carter. You can give your significant other a diamond. You know, it's coming up. Valentine's Day, just a couple 3 weeks away. You can give your significant other a diamond that is literally out of this world. That is, if you have $7 million in spending money. Sotheby's Dubai is auctioning a 555.55-carat black diamond. One believed to have come from outer space.
Not exactly shiny.
Yeah, the gem just called
like
the,
a big black rock.
Called the Enigma, like a piece of road tar, was shown off this week in Dubai and Los Angeles before being auctioned next month in London. Sotheby's expects to fetch at least $6.8 million. And if you don't have that kind of cash around, the auction house may also accept cryptocurrency as a payment. So I knew they had diamonds in Arkansas, but I didn't know they had them in outer space.
It's just compressed carbon.
Compressed carbon? Okay. Is it anything like kryptonite, I wonder? Okay. All right. Here's something new to think about for some of us. Ted's all ahead of me on this, but I've got a story this morning about the computerized strike zone. It's getting a closer look to making its way behind the plate in baseball.
1 week after the independent Atlantic League decided to ditch robot umpires, it turns out they're actually getting a promotion. The automated strike zone experiment will go on to AAA baseball, the highest level of the minor leagues, with Major League Baseball posting hiring notices seeking operators for their automated ball strike system. The Atlantic League became the first American professional league to let a computer call balls and strikes at its All-Star game back in July of 2019. The Major League Baseball Umpires Association agreed in their latest labor contract to cooperate and assist if Commissioner Rob Manfred decided to use this system at the Major League level. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
So the umps are going along with it. I think it'd be digging in their heels.
The umps, hey, if the computer does it, I don't have to. I just have to stand there, either call safe or out at home plate instead of doing balls and strikes all night long.
It sounds like there'd still be a human umpire there.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's over there at the site operating a computer.
But he won't have to call balls and strikes. just a little less work for him. Exactly.
Some of the fun of baseball to me is hollering at umpires and disagreeing with their judges.
Well,
you know, holler at a computer.
Remember,
what do you think about this?
Last year or two, we had, the first batter ever ejected in the Atlantic League for arguing balls and strikes with the computer. Yeah, he didn't agree with the call. They threw him out. Said, hey, dude, computer called it a strike.
I could hear that conversation. Why don't you reboot, you stinking moron? You know, who knows? Could be the way we're going. We got instant replay.
Think it's the way we're going.
Do you think so?
Yeah, at this rate, it sure kind of seems like it's down the pipe somewhere.
Right. How about that? 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning.
The way replay has just taken over almost every sport now.
Yeah.
It's just the way we're going. It's the way we're heading.
Go back and do it over again. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, this week's cash cattle trading volume is once again running on the low side, and prices are a little higher than a week ago. Now, the weekly average steer carcass is at 928 pounds. This is only 3 pounds below the all-time record high. Cattle futures were quiet Thursday as they traded mostly lower and closed negative. The lean hog futures had another session of good gains and closed positive. The April 2022 through April 2023 lean hog contracts all made new contract highs yesterday. On the close, April live cattle 17 cents lower at 143.17. March feeders down 67 cents at 164.95. And April lean hogs were $2.65 higher at $94 even. Now, Thursday, the soybean complex closed strong to the upside. November soybeans and December corn futures made new contract highs. The wheat and the corn futures closed negative after two-sided trading. Soybeans were higher on managed money buying due to continued weather concerns in South America and rumors of China buying soybeans and corn from the U.S. At the moment, we're seeing pretty much across the board a risk-off trading session as March KC wheat's down 3¾ cents at 792¾. March corn down 3 pennies at 608. March soybean 6½ lower at 1419¼. March crude oil is $1.15 lower at 84.40. February gold down $7.30 at 1835.30. March S&P 20 points lower at 44.55. March dollar index down 11 cents at 95.61. And March Dow Jones futures 78 points lower at 34,537. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, computer umpires, what do you think? Got any opinion about that, Tom?
I want to tell you what, everything's going to be mechanical instead of human. And just like I heard Ted making a comment, it's getting now where you can't watch a game. We've had everything being a replay, determining whether or not we need to overturn the field or the judgment on the field.
Right, right. So there you go. It's a wave of the,
To me, it ruins it. I mean, it takes the human element out of it. And I'd get tired of watching them stop the game so we can reset the clock, you know, 0.2 seconds.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you,
he nailed it.
When I talked to our police department and their body cams and so forth, said those videos solve a lot of problems for them because somebody thinks they saw something and they take them and say, hey, look at this, and then turn around and walk out. I mean, but that's life and death. That's crime. You know, for me, I'm with you guys. What was the fun of growing up watching a baseball game if the manager or a player couldn't get in an umpire's face and really go toe-to-toe? And those umpires, some of those guys could be pretty nasty coming back at him. So you're right, it takes kind of the fun out of it, you know?
It does. It makes a whole different thing than what we grew up with.
Yeah.
I love the guy in the upper deck that's about 3,000 feet away, and he can see it better than the ump that's standing right there behind the catcher.
I will say one thing in defense of replays, because the majority of what I watch is on TV, and sometimes I question whether the call was right. They show the replay, and it's like, the official was right.
Yep, the official was right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, guys, thank you. 641, Steve and Ted here on KNS. Keep it here, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He'll be here, not a replay. Rethinking the traditional retirement age. Don Grant coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:47 now on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football playoff Sunday. Chiefs host Buffalo.
Two.
Four more Wichita schools closed because of staffing shortages, including South High.
One.
President Biden defends his record as his approval ratings take a dip in the polls. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning out there in traffic, you're seeing higher gasoline prices. $3.09 a gallon on average is what we've got going this morning here in the Wichita area. Also got the report of a stalled-out vehicle. This is westbound on Kellogg right around I-235. Traffic volumes are picking up. Watch for slowdowns there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 34 degrees. Yesterday's high was 23. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 21. For Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 45 degrees. Now, clear sky, 9 degrees. Southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Up-to-date events and new whiskey and bourbon releases are available in the Monarch newsletter. Sign up online at monarchwichita.com. 6:48, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Intel will invest $20 billion in a new computer chip facility in Ohio amid a global shortage of microprocessors used in everything from phones and cars to video games. The U.S. share of the worldwide chip manufacturing market has declined from 37% in 1990 to 12% today, and shortages have become a potential risk. Two chip factories on the 1,000-acre site just east of Columbus are expected to create 3,000 company jobs and 7,000 construction jobs, and to support tens of thousands of additional jobs for suppliers and partners built on a chip factory near Columbus.
How long is that going to take?
Probably 10 years. I don't know.
Why can't we get into the chip business?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You need potatoes and a deep fryer.
All right. On Wall Street, stocks ended down Thursday
Stocks giving up early gains as investors weigh the prospects of higher interest rates and slowing growth. The Dow down 313 points, the S&P off 50, the Nasdaq lower by 186. The selling coming despite strong earnings from American Airlines, Union Pacific, and Travelers. Meanwhile, jobless claims jumped unexpectedly to a three-month high, while existing home sales tumbled in December. But minute manufacturing rebounded from a one-year low. Tech stocks continue their tumble as investors focus on coming rate hikes. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Rethinking the traditional retirement age.
Yes.
Don Grant, CFP, here to tell us all about that, Don. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You've probably heard about the Great Resignation. That's a massive retirement rush that is a result of some soaring stock market returns, the COVID pandemic, record numbers of boomers are retiring because they can, and because they took a second look at working conditions, masks, vaccinations, odd hours, working from home, et cetera, and they decided to pull the ripcord earlier than initially planned. Now, but on the other side of the coin is scores of workers 65 to 75 who are staying in the workforce. Many who eagerly look to retirement are compelled to stay on the job. Quitting at the traditional age of around 65 is just not an option for some. The pandemic has set many workers back a few years, so they look forward to continuing work beyond their planned retirement age. Now, one reason may be Social Security. The full retirement age, or FRA, for Americans born after 1960 is 67 years old. If they begin to collect benefits when they first qualify at age 62, they'll receive about 70% of what they would had they had waited until they turned to age 67. The maximum amount one can collect tops out at age 70. Every year beyond full retirement age, one waits, their benefits go up 8%. In spite of the dramatically higher payouts at age 70, just one-tenth of retirees wait until age 70 to begin benefits. The average retirement age for Americans is 64. While men average taking benefits at 65, women at age 63. A 2019 survey by GoBankingRates.com found that the reason why we're seeing many older Americans stay on the job past age 65 is they cite that working beyond retirement age is a requirement if they want to maintain current living standards through older age. About half of Americans working in the GoBankingRates survey have no money put aside for retirement, half of them. Nearly 20% said they'll retire with less than $10,000 in savings. That means that two-thirds of Americans will retire nearly broke. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222. Just make sure you ask for Don Grant.
Everything you said there, just this in my mind, I'm going, okay, why, what? And it comes down to human nature. We're responsible for ourselves.
Yes,
and
we should
you're
be.
Given you know, everything you say in the morning is great advice, but how many people are going to take? How many people even think about what they're going to do tomorrow or the next day?
Well, hopefully we're chipping away at them, and we do need the thing is we're in a transition. We are responsible for ourselves, but also we are putting money away into Social Security.
Yeah,
you know, even though you use it up in just if you take it at full retirement age, you're going to use it up in about 10 years. Everything you paid in plus the interest, believe it or not. I mean, what you put in.
If you live.
If you live that much longer. Yeah. But also, there's a transition that goes from the old pensions, remember?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
your employer would put money into a pension for you. You would stay with that company. You would retire, get the gold watch, and you would be taken care of the rest of your life. But I know the 401ks and IRAs have been around for more than 40 years, I think close to 50 years now, but we still may have that mentality that, hey, I worked, you know, why do I have to put away more money when Social Security is going to be there or a pension should be there?
There you go.
You know, so I get it.
Anyway, today is National Hugging Day.
Aw.
Officially recognized by
get
the United States Copyright
Office. Get over
here,
Ted.
But it is not a public holiday. The purpose of the day is to help everyone show more emotion in public.
Beard.
The only way to celebrate the day is by offering a hug to anyone and everyone you want.
Sure, hug people during a pandemic. That's a good idea.
Well, wear a mask.
You got to wear a mask.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's good.
I don't know. You're walking down the street and somebody says, hey, you want a hug? I'm not there. I don't want to do
that. Well, it depends on who's saying it, you know?
Yeah.
The right person saying, want a hug, yeah, I'll go melt into
okay,
them.
Okay, but yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm not a hugger. My family knows it, you know. They're lucky
really?
If they get a slight hand bump, you know. I'm just not a hugger. So.
Really? I kind of grew up in one of those families, but I've become one. I love a good hug.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost like you, depending on who it is.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the key.
It's like that guy that I sat next to on the airline for 9 hours who weighed about 450 pounds, and his arm was spilling over on my... in my lap almost every
day. So he was hugging you whether you wanted to.
You think I want to hug that guy? No.
Well, you were doing sort of a side hug with him, it sounds like.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I'm sorry. Anyway, it is if you want. And I don't recommend this at work, but, you know, who knows? Could get you fired. Could get you a promotion.
Yeah. You might want to make sure you ask first. And then you better monitor the way you ask because they could call the 800 number you'll be out.
That's
you'll,
right.
You'll be one of those people collecting Social Security at 62, you know.
Take responsibility for your hugs today, okay?
I will.
Thank you, gentlemen. 6:55, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. President Biden defends his record, and officials say brush fires in two Kansas counties were arsons. Those stories coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.